At Avocado, we know that not all mattresses are created equal. While other beds trap heat, ours sets it free. Made without polyurethane foams and crafted with natural latex, cotton, and wool. Breathable, comfortable, and supportive. No overheating, just clean, organic sleep that performs. Save 15% on our award-winning mattresses this July 4th sale. Avocado, celebrate organic. Shop at avocadomattress.com or leading retailers nationwide.
Moncrief on News Talk.
The scourge of dog poop. Even though there are many responsible dog owners out there who will conscientiously pick up after their pet, there are many who leave it where the dog has left its stinky deposit. But before you think this is an Irish thing, it's not. It is a problem in many countries, and all of them have had various methods to go about combating it. To that end, let's talk about Spain, where they've devised a thing called the Caca Express. Not a train you might want to book tickets on. Rather, it's something that happens through the post. Katrina Devereaux is presenter of 10 Things to Know About on RT Television and a columnist with The Echo. Good afternoon, Katrina.
Hi, how are you?
Not too bad. What's the poop like problem like in Cork?
I mean, it's there. It's one of those perennial problems that you kind of just live with and, you know, tell your kids, avoid that. Oh, mind that. Oh, mind. Oh, be careful there. But, you know, it's a scourge for wheelchair users, for people who are visually impaired. So it's an ongoing problem. And there's the reason I wrote the article is that there's a campaign in Cork by Cork City Council where they've posters up in parks that says, get your SH1T together. And I kind of found it offensive, as did my 9-year-old daughter who was with me. And she was like, really? Are they cursing at us now? And I was like, oh my God, there's kind of like a dearth of creativity in terms of tackling this problem. There's no fines issued. So I just started rummaging around looking to see what other people did. And Spain seemed
jumps
to be the
there.
Kind of...
Now, so just to pick up on something you said there, like in Cork, they have issued no fines for dog fouling.
Not in the 2023 and 2024, I think, are the latest figures that are available, and there was no fines issued. And I think the difficulty is that the legislation says that you have to witness the, you know, the violation.
in the act.
And then you have to be willing to testify about it in court afterwards. So, you know, people aren't willing to do that. And the numbers of fines that have been issued nationally are very low. And there's loads of local authorities who issue no fines as well. Cork aren't alone in it. So it's a problem that we really just haven't got to grips with.
Yeah. Now, there's been various approaches taken in Spain, and they're all a bit more creative than just, you know, sticking up adverts. I assume that in Spain it must be even more of a problem, given that they're putting so much energy into it. I wonder, is it the heat?
Yeah, or else they're not accepting of it, you know. They have such beautiful, gorgeous towns and cities. Maybe they just don't tolerate a mucky pile in the middle of a beautiful plaza. But it's been like some of the stories that I unearthed actually were, or the campaigns were old, you know, they're from 2012, 2013, that Poo in the Post one specifically, but they've kind of moved with the times and now they've kind of got DNA databases going on.
Right. Okay. So describe the Caca Express one. How does that work?
What happened was this town, Brunetti, it's near Madrid, engaged a marketing or an ad agency to try and tackle the problem. And they started off by doing kind of something fun and novel where they put like a fake joke shop poo on a kind of remote control car and had a flag on it that said, please pick up your poo. And they just crashed into people's legs and stuff like that. So it was kind of an awareness campaign. But unsurprisingly, it didn't have a major impact. So then they did this project, which they call Caca Express. They got 20 volunteers to kind of spy, I guess, essentially, on dog owners.
Volunteers?
Who are letting
like these are people who did it for
volunteers,
nothing.
I know. Yeah, apparently.
Wow.
This is what it said. And they, I suppose if you're really exercised about it, and then you witness somebody not picking up their poo, then they engaged in conversation with them, found out their name of the dog and the breed, and then looked it up on the dog owner database, and then put the poo, which they had collected in a plastic bag, into a box. It said lost and found on it. You can look it up online on YouTube. There's YouTube videos of these owners receiving this box and signing for it, and they're like, oh, I got a lost and found. And then you don't see their expressions when they open the box and no doubt are aghast and retching at what has just come, with a note that says next time it'll be a €200 fine. So that was what the Caca Express was.
Right, okay. But it was in a plastic bag or something, I assume. It wasn't just
It was,
in a box.
It was majorly impactful. Yeah, yes. it was in a plastic bag, and it was in a box, so it kind of was fairly hygienic. But it was 70% fall in dog fouling after that campaign. So, you know, massively impactful. And I'd say a lot of dog owners just going, I definitely do not want that to happen to me, so I'll just pick it up.
Right. And there was another town in Spain that had just a giant inflatable turd. In the middle of the square.
Yeah, that cost £3,000, apparently. I was like, how expensive is that? I'm in the wrong game. But yeah, somebody stole that. But apparently I was showing all the different things, like the people's literal desperation at trying to solve this problem. They're going from inflatable dog poos to posting it to people. But now, like 80 municipalities and towns have brought in this DNA database where it's mandatory that you put a DNA sample of your dog into this municipality database. So then if a street cleaner comes along and finds an offending turd, they take a sample of it and then it gets matched with the database and then you get a fine in the post, which seems like a very civilized way of doing it.
Yeah, I just wonder how much, because a lot of those schemes involved money and, you know, a lot of people probably involved. I don't know how complex or not it is to kind of test dog poo for DNA. You might need some sort
I don't think,
dog poo
I don't
lab
think
to do that.
No, who's going to say I work in the dog poo lab? But apparently, I mean, it has been discussed within local authorities in Ireland. I've come across articles where it keeps being proposed as a possible solution. And, you know, that there's mandatory chips for dogs now. So as part of that process, you could keep a sample and do the database. But yes, of course, there's a cost to it. And sure, there's plenty of problems in the world. And wouldn't it be just way easier if all dog owners said, yes, I'm going to pick it up. So like places like Britain have done more campaigns, like, again, not going down the DNA database, but going around the kind of social behavior and shaming people. And they had one called I'm Watching You, which had like glow in the dark eyes that looked like somebody was watching you. So apparently, evening time and night time, people let dog fouling happens because people think they're not being watched. So when they put up these posters in this trial area that said, I'm watching you, I think it was something like a 40% reduction in dog fouling in those trial areas. So there's plenty of different approaches. It's just like, how much time and energy and resources do we want to dedicate to solving it?
Yeah.
And could we just get everyone agreed to pick it up and then put it in the bin and not let those bags waft around our parks? And
It's interesting that British campaign that we're watching you, then people knew damn well they should be bringing it home with them.
Yeah, and then they were compelled to pick it up just by a sign. Which is kind of mad.
You couldn't plead ignorance or anything then. You'd kind of know, well, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, well, there isn't, like, it wasn't CCTV. It was just somebody saying we're watching it, but there wasn't actually somebody watching. It was just, but that's, like, it's all about social norms, isn't it? It's like, if it's mainstreamed that everyone picks it up, nobody ever lets their dog out unaccompanied, then nobody does it. But, like, places like Spain have had to go to these huge efforts and install DNA databases and all that stuff to tackle the problem. So,
it's a matter of making it socially.
Tricky bunch.
Yeah. Now, the thing is, I don't know, Katrina, you're a dog owner yourself.
I'm not.
Right. Well, I imagine maybe part of the problem here is that your dog does a poo and then you have to kind of get a plastic bag and those dog poop bags are kind of flimsy and you have to pick it up. And a lot of people might be, I don't want to touch it.
Well, that's,
you know.
I mean, what you've just said is the main reason I don't have a dog. I think dogs are brilliant. I absolutely love them. My children would love a dog, but I'd have to pick up poo on a daily basis. And I just can't do that. So therefore, I should not be a dog owner.
Yes. Okay, maybe that's what it is. Maybe they should have a test for people before they let them buy a dog. Get them to pick up some poo.
Maybe they should have like glove shaped bags or something. I mean, I feel like we've, you know, sent man to the moon. I think we could probably tackle this problem. Mm. But I think my whole point, I suppose, my article is that like telling people on a poster to get your SH1T together is like offensive and not very creative.
Yeah.
Could we deploy a bit more humour and creativity in trying to tackle the problem?
Yeah, and those posters, is it clear it's dog poop they're referring to?
General
get yourself together kind of thing. Go on, get a job and move out of your parents' house.
I'm trying. Exactly.
Yeah. It's because like lots of people are texting in saying, who are annoyed by it, But I'd love to hear from people if there are people out there who just leave it there and do, and can they justify it in their own mind that they do it there? Now, because there's another thing that seems to happen is that people will pick up the dog poo in the bag, but they won't bring it home. And then you see like it hanging off trees, like it's some sort of Christmas decoration.
Yeah. As part of that kind of Keep Britain Tidy organisation, they had a separate campaign about that issue, which is that there isn't a dog food fairy in existence who will like magic away this bag of poo. So you actually have to put it in a bin, and that you can put it into any bin. So that was part of the awareness campaign, is that any bin will take it. So yeah, it's, I mean, I'm glad it's not my job to tackle the problem, but it's kind of easily solved in another way, you'd hope.
Yeah, you'd hope so. Katrina, thanks a million for speaking with us today. That's Katrina Devereux there, presenter of 10 Things to Know About on RT Television and a columnist with The Echo. One texter says, the dog poo issue is only getting worse. People are leaving bags of poo hanging off trees. Irish people would never volunteer to spy and snitch on people. Though somebody else is texting to say, I'd love to be a volunteer to spy on dog poop offenders. There you go. If there were somebody particularly exercised about it. But from the way they did it in Spain, you'd have to be kind of charming. It's, you know, you're not just spying on them. There's a bit of espionage skills involved. You have to charm them afterwards and go up and talk to them, no matter how revolted you are by what you've just witnessed them doing. Like all ignored rules and laws in Ireland, it's not enforced. This is why nobody bothers. When was the last time you saw a dog warden? Well, they're thin on the ground. That is absolutely true, as Katrina pointed out there in Cork. And that's just one example, because this is a widespread problem. That no fines at all in the previous 2 years, because apparently you have to catch them in the, you have to actually get a dog crouched down in the act of doing it. If it's a second later, you can't prove which bum it came out of, kind of thing. People who leave dog poo on the ground are the same people who don't thank you or acknowledge when you let them out in traffic, or hold a door open for them, and will never let you go ahead in a queue when you only have one item. There's a lot there. It would be a very interesting sociological study to see if there is a cohort of people that contains all those things, because all the other things, you know, make them sound kind of rude and selfish people. So then why would they have a dog to lavish love and affection on? David says, I live in the Liberties in the Dublin 8 area, and the dog poo is at epidemic level here. If you're not looking down at the pavement when walking, you will walk on dog poo. I go to the gym early in the morning nearby, and the amount of fresh dog poo on pavements is unbelievable. I see a lot of people walking their dogs late at night, like after 10, and I suppose they let dog poo because there is no one around and not being watched. It's out of control in this area. They even let their dog poo outside underground parking and the doors into apartment blocks. Something has to be done about it. It's out of control. Ooh, you're just going to get into your car. I just mowed my lawn and chopped up my neighbour's dog poo. The grass bag stinks now, as do my runners. You chopped up your neighbour's dog poo. So are they letting their dog into your garden to take a dump, and then you have to, oh, wow. And apparently you can't put that in the brown bin for some reason. I can't remember what the reason is now, but just, I don't know why, but apparently it's not good. There might be all sorts of little boogies in there.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.